Elkie and Gabe sat cross-legged in the purple clover. She placed a blade of grass between her thumbs, held it taut, and blew through it. It whistled with a raspberry sound. She laughed. My mom taught me how to do that when I was little. She was wearing white socks with rolled-down tops. Before they took her to the hospital, she had a few faint freckles. She picked a clover, brought it to her nose, and then slid it behind her ear. "You and Ari live together now?" Gabe asked. "Just till my mom is better. I'm just staying with Ari till she's better." "How come you said before that you can't go home? Why were you sitting there in the street?" "Ari's auntie works and we can't go to the house until she's back." "Don't you have the key?" "We just can't go there when her auntie's not there. I can't explain. Her cousins are weird. I wish we could just stay here like this forever, and I didn't ever have to go back." Sunlight flashed in Gabe's eyes. He looked up toward Bear Rock, where the mirror signal was coming from. "That's them," Gabe said. "That's the gang." The others were up there and had seen them. He pulled a little mirror out of his pocket and flashed them back. Henry said, "Wait here." He took off running in a crouch and disappeared into the tall weeds toward the hill. "Who's up there?" Elkie asked. "Do we know them?" Ari said. "Anybody from our class?" "You'll see," Gabe shook his head. "They're not going to be glad to see you." Gabe and the girls waited for what felt like a long time. Finally, the sunbeam signal came again, and Gabe led them up the trail to Bear Rock. "This is the rest of the gang," Henry said. Rocco, Jack, and Kelly were fuming. "Hi," Ari and Elkie uttered cautiously. The three boys grunted in reply. Rocco shook his head. "This is not cool." Jack said, "This is the dumbest thing anybody's ever done." Kelly pushed his glasses up. "They're going to ruin everything. Girls are mean." "Okay, it was dumb," Henry said. "We can't let them in," Rocco said. "They're going to drive us crazy." "You're already crazy, Rocco," Ari said. Henry said, "Think about it like this. With them in, we can have some fun in that stupid class. We can run rings around Odelia." Rocco stuck out his chin. "Not with those two. They're always trying to be teacher's pet." "We're not," Elkie responded. "Why do you say that? Because we do our homework sometimes?" Ari said. Jack said, "Will you do ours?" "Do your own homework," Ari rejoined. Jack said, "That's what we do in this gang. We help each other out. Do you want to be in or not?" Elkie said, "We want to be in. We'll help you out if you need it, but nobody has to do your homework." There was a long silence. Finally, Gabe said, "Let's just do it and see what happens." Henry said, "We got to take them in now." Gabe said, "We got no choice." Henry looked around. "Everybody agree?" Nobody said anything. "Ready?" Henry continued. "Then we're going to do the installation. Everybody down." They settled cross-legged in a circle. Henry lifted a pine branch with long needles and small green cones. "Say what I say." He shook it at each of the girls in turn and said, "By the sun and the moon and the stars, by all the trees and animals in the little woods." Ari and Elkie repeated, "By the sun and the moon and the stars, by all the trees and animals in the little woods. By my mother, I will never reveal these secrets until the day I die. I will never reveal these secrets until the day I die." Henry unhooked a safety pin, pushed it slowly into his thumb until it dripped blood, then passed the pin to Jack, who in turn drew blood, then handed it to Rocco, who handed it to Kelly, who handed it to Gabe. Gabe braced himself, pressed the point into his skin, and watched the red liquid appear. He passed it to Elkie, and as he did, their eyes met. She took the pin, and without changing expression, embedded it into her fingertip. Blood spread over her skin. She passed it to Ari, who raised the pin toward the sky, moving her lips a little like she was praying or something, then brought it firmly into the flesh of her fingertip, the skin quickly turning crimson. They all touched thumbs, smearing their blood together. Henry stood and nodded. They followed him along the deer paths, down and around, until they reached the back of Monarch Towers by the bee log and the metal door. They crawled one by one to the secret entrance, through the hole beneath the metal doorframe into the hideout. The girls stood silently, gazing around. Nobody said anything. Their expressions were hard to read. Gabe was going to say something, but didn't. Finally, Henry said, "Well, what do you think?" Ari hesitated, then said, "It has possibilities." "What do you mean by that?" "It's a mess. Don't you ever take out your garbage?"